E4BM Mobile. Check says listening.
Yes, sir.
It's going good. Busy, busy, busy.
I agree. Trying to stay away from this daylight heat.
It's not working too good for me, though.
I'm not in the desert. It'd be 2 a.m. in the morning and still be in the triple digits. I do not miss that.
Yeah, I got you there. I've been in Texas like that. Yeah, in the middle of summertime, it's still hot as heck. It's midnight.
I was a contractor. I was working out there in Kuwait, and boy, was it hot. I think I saw it as hot as 130, 140 sometimes, but it'd still be in the hundreds, and it'd be 2 in the morning.
Yeah, I'd be melting about then.
A bit more cooler and a lot more cloudier. I'd go fly my drone and get my wire up in the tree today.
I can't believe what I just witnessed. Nobody stops this ambulance. Nobody. Oh, my God. KB2HXS Mobile. Yeah, I'm heading home. I did a couple of service calls today, and I'm going home to chill. I'm waiting on a customer to get home later this afternoon, and then I'll be done. Unbelievable. Nobody stopped for the ambulance.
That really sucks. I usually try and pull off to the side. I can't stop.
Right here, I'm on Pleasantburg and by Keith Drive. And the ambulance was trying to come out the side street. At the intersection, nobody was stopping. I stopped at the green light, let the ambulance go, and nobody else stopped. That's just crazy to me.
I actually turn into a zombie when I see the lights, and I just stare at the lights and let them go.
Yeah, that's a big fine if you block an emergency vehicle. That's not fun. That's a big fine.
Emergency vehicles, driving over hoses, I think what else? Yeah, those are pretty big fines.
Oh, heck yeah, you don't want to drive over a fire department hose, them things are expensive.
Radio's acting weird. Am I getting into the repeater fine? I'm down here in Belton.
I'm not sure. Yeah, you sound good into the machine. You may not be hearing it too well. I know the output of the machine is not doing the greatest, but you sound fine. I can understand you.
I keep on looking at the meter on the output of the repeater. I was like, man, am I not hearing this thing too well? Yeah, it's been a while. This antenna's been through a lot of things. I need to put the analyzer to it and stuff. But, it just keeps on trudging along.
Hey, you sound good. Yeah, you're in the machine fine. I switch off between here and 145, 130 when I'm on the fringes of this one. 145, 130 sounds pretty good. That's up on Caesar's Head also.
I don't have too many repeaters plugged into here. I've got the 7-9 in here in Anderson. I got one of the big ones in North Carolina. I think I've got one more here in South Carolina. I don't have too many of them plugged into the radio.
Oh, the one in North Carolina, you sound like the 145-19? Yeah, that's I'm not sure where that is anymore. That's not up on Grandfather Mountain anymore.
I think I have Mount Mitchell in there somewhere. I can't remember. I programmed him one time when I first caught up here, and I usually listen. This repeater and the 7-9 repeater is about the only repeaters I ever key up on.
I'm sorry, I meant Mount Mitchell. I don't think the 145-19 is on Mount Mitchell anymore. I believe they moved it to, I can't think of what, which mountain they put it on, but it's not on Mount Mitchell anymore, I know that.
Oh, man, I don't like this drive going over to PT and having them work me over for about an hour. But it's got to be done.
I hear you. Yeah, I'm on Pleasantburg. I'm starting to lose the machine a little bit. I'm going to get into the shadow of Paris Mountain here in a minute.
Well, take care. I'm going to keep this radio on for a little bit until I got to go inside. But have a good one. Stay out of heat. Take it easy. AE4BM mobile.
AE4BM. KB2A checks out. See you later, my friend. Good to talk with you again.